in the street. Yeah.
What's going on, man? You know, I've been a fan of yours for a minute.
Hey, baby, appreciate that. And guess what? I'm a big fan of yours, too. And congratulations on your first ever number one with It Won't Stop.
I have the number one single. I just got to thank all, like, just all of the radio. Thank y'all, really, for real. Thank y'all. Thank the listeners. Thank everybody who just, you know, support the record. I really appreciate it.
I mean, so what did you actually get the name 7 Streeter?
Well, 7 is actually my birthday. My birthday is 7-7. I was born at 7 months on the 7th day of the 7th month. And Streeter is my real last name, so.
And a lot of people don't know this, but you have actually been writing for a lot of people, like Chris Brown, Kelly Rowland.
I wrote With the Bed with Chris. I wrote Yeah Three Times, which was my first placement. Ariana Grande's single, The Way. I wrote Tamar Braxton's single that's out right now. It's called All the Way Home. I wrote Kelly Rowland's single that's out right now called Gone, that I actually got to perform with her on BET's Black Girls Rock, so that was fun. And just, you know, just a lot of writing. So writing has been good. It's been fun.
And we all know that the money's in the writing, but if you had to pick between writing and performing, which one would it be?
It's both. It's hard to pick. It's honestly, for real, it's like picking your favorite child. You know, I say all the time, you know, I grew up, you know, in a mirror with a brush saying, I want to be a singer. You know what I mean? So I love them both. I really can't pick.
All right, y'all, right now we're in the studio with 7 Streeter, and we know that you are very close to Chris Brown. Now, have you gotten a chance to talk to him since he's gotten sentenced back to 90 days in rehab?
You know what? Any time that, like, I have, you know, anything major going on in my life, whether or not, you know, it's like a performance with Kelly on Black Girls Rock, or, you know, with the record being number one, or if I have a video, anything I have to do in my career, I can definitely expect a phone call from him just saying, you know, congratulations, and I'm proud of you, and keep going, and, you know, just, you're making me very proud. So, yeah, we've talked. He's really, really happy, and he's expressed he's very proud of me.
So your new EP is Call Me Crazy.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, though. If someone was to call you crazy, what would they say?
Call me crazy, but I Instagram stuff from time to time.
What?
I don't think it's that crazy, but some people, you'll be surprised. They consider that, you know, why are you doing, why? But, you know, hey.